Hi, this is Yanni Washington Smith, and I am the writer, creator, producer, director, editor of Harlem Queen. Thank you so much for checking out our show. If you have any questions or would like to chat about anything that you're listening to, I love comments. I'd love to hear from you. You can go to harlemqueen.org and send me a message. Enjoy the show. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Stop gawking, Renee. This ain't no real estate glimpse.
This is some barnhouse, Manos.
Hey, just follow my lead, in and out. We go right to the floorboard where the dough is stashed.
How do you know where the money is anyways?
I have my sources.
Who is it?
You open the damn door or I'll open it. It might be Shirley.
Sit down, bet. My house, my door. Who the hell are you?
Hey! Hey! Leave him alone! Get your hands off of me! Ah!
I'm the guy who come to relieve you of that 5,000 clams.
Like hell you are. You know who I work for.
Well, if that's the way you want it.
Ah! Oh!
Killing wasn't part of the plan. Was it?
Do whatever it takes.
Yeah, but...
Get the money before she wakes up. Jackpot.
That it? Wrapped in a newspaper?
No, it's a pastrami sandwich, you dumb schmuck.
Well, we, should kill her too, right? Is she a witness?
No. But you are.
I knew you was dirty, Manos. I knew you was dirty.
You are listening to the Floyd J. Calvin program. This is a news update regarding yesterday's murder of Martin L. Harris in his apartment on West 145th Street. What appeared to be a daring home robbery is now suspected to be a catalyst for a gang war. Harris's employer is none other than Stephanie St. Clair, self-proclaimed policy queen of Harlem. The other dead man was identified as Jean Rene, known top gunman for Dutch Schultz, crime boss from the Bronx. Police in three states are on the hunt for Rene's cohort, George Manos. Manos is a suspect in the case because of his close affiliation with Rene and because he absconded with the $5,000 that was in Harris's apartment. The finger has been put on Madame Stephanie St. Clair as the next victim of the rival faction led by Schultz. Dutch Schultz is quoted as saying,
"It's open season in Harlem. I'm prepared to take on every policy bank, numbers runner, and speakeasy bit by bit. Rene was just a casualty of war."
As a follow-up, Madame St. Clair is quoted as saying,
"They better get the hell out of Harlem. I'm ready for war. I've been fighting all my life, and I always win."
In spite of the threat on her life, Madame St. Clair will keep her promise to attend Marcus Garvey's annual UNIA parade and perform her duties as mistress of ceremonies. In other news, Alayla Walker will host one of her fine soirees at the Dark Tower this evening.
Madame St. Clair, must I carry this camera the entire length of the parade?
It's not heavy, baby.
No, ma'am, but carrying this case and my notepad, it's all a bit cumbersome.
I don't see Van Der Zee complaining as he takes pictures of Garvey. And my camera is much better than his. Only 33 of those like us exist in the entire world.
Yes, ma'am. You showed your face. Don't you think we can leave now?
And let that overdressed ape Gavi get all the credit for this parade. No. We have 10 more blocks to go.
This is a matter of your safety.
I'm safer out here than at my house.
Can we at least ride in the rolls of Bunky? Everyone else is riding in a car.
No rest for the weary, my Charlie.
It's a waste of gasoline to have Bunky drive the car with no one in it.
It's my gasoline to waste.
You are doing this in spite.
I am a woman of my people amongst my people.
Without a bodyguard, respectfully.
Look at my hands.
Are you not happy with your manicure?
Everything I have was built by my own two hands. Look at my feet.
I see a fine pair of T-straps.
And on my own two feet. Not by riding in some cheap airbender like that buffoon Marcus Garvey. I came to this country alone. No family, no friend, no foe.
So did Garvey.
You try going back to Africa on his leaky boats.
The Black Star Line is a fine fleet of ships. Eugene and I were thinking of investing.
I earn my money from people who think a dime bet will actually make them a wealthy person. Negroes are always looking for that pie in the sky. What sensible Negro would ever want to go back to Africa? He and I are in the same business of exploitation. At least, I admit to it. And I know a good scam when I see one.
Yes, I'm sure you do.
Not only that, but I am to be seen, held, and respected. You understand me?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. Write that down. We'll put it in next week's Amsterdam News.
It is good to see everyone enjoying the annual United Negro Improvement Association parade. I have a truly delightful announcement on behalf of our very own Queen of Harlem, Madame Stephanie St. Clair.
This is it. I refuse to look at Gavi. Tell me how he looks.
He's sitting up in a seat. Looking over here, too.
Madame St. Clair has been an outstanding businesswoman in Harlem for several years.
Now he looks surprised.
If I was all the way white, I'd be tickled pink.
Madame St. Clair has offered five scholarships to five deserving young women to study at the Black Cross Nurses League. And five scholarships to five deserving young men to attend the UNIA's mechanical school.
He's getting out of his car, walking around, shaking hands, patting youngins on the head. I guess now he's gonna start walking.
You're welcome. It's about time somebody brought some class to this organization.
Excuse me, Madam St. Clair. I'm applying for one of them ships you got. Just come up from Macon, Georgia. Mechanicals is a fine skill to take on, a mighty fine skill.
You are very welcome. Work hard and make the Negro race a fine people once again. Ruby.
Yes, madam.
Take my picture with this young man for Sunday's paper.
Nobody had my picture taken, ma'am.
Relax. Look right into that circle on the front of the pretty little box.
Enjoy your parade, madame.
Merci. You too. We get Manos. Once we get Manos, we get the scoop on Schultz, and we get to Schultz before he gets to me.
The police are already looking for Manos in three states.
The police are a bunch of corrupt crackers.
How are we gonna find Manos?
He's hiding in plain sight right here in Harlem.
Why would he do that? A white man in Harlem stands out like a sore thumb.
I ran with stupid bimbos like Manos when I first came to this country. Goons like him underestimate the intelligence and allegiance of colored folks.
He doesn't think anyone in Harlem will turn him in.
The fellas have been searching the cat houses, clubs, and speakeasies since yesterday.
Shouldn't we call on Mr. Hallstein and the others?
Their finger wasn't put on them, so they are not worried. They're too dumb to realize that if I go down, they'll be next. It's up to me to nip this in the bud. Be the smart piggy in the brick house.
What the hell is going on?
You Manos?
No, I swear!
How do I know you're not Manos?
I come up here every week. Ask Bernadette!
Manny. Manos.
Yeah?
Stop staring out that window and come finish this game of Bidwit.
God, I'm sick of playing cards, Betty.
Lenox Avenue will look the same in 10 minutes as it did 5 minutes ago.
I need some air.
It was your idea to hold up in here. Should have left Dodge 2 days ago. Why don't we just go to Atlantic City or something?
We ain't going nowhere. Coppers will get tired of looking for me in another day or two. And once Schultz clips St. Clair, I make my move.
We could just pay the coppers off.
Oh, pay off the entire police force in 3 states? Once we're through Grease and Palms, we won't be able to rub 2 wooden nickels together.
My head is killing me and the swelling over my eye still hasn't gone down. That Renee was a bulldog.
Nobody told you to go at him like that. You was just supposed to get Martin to the door. Now let me see your face. It's healing up good. You still look like the cat's meow.
Thank you, babe. But I don't know why you had to go ahead and kill the both of them. A bruising would have sufficed.
How many times do I gotta go over this with you? We needed Renee dead to put the heat on Schultz. And didn't you want Harris dead for all that shit he done to you?
The 5 grand makes up for all that, right, babe?
Well, that's the best part of the plan, sweetheart.
I need something for this pain.
I'll ankle and get you something.
You can't go out there.
Give me that cabbage.
But Manny...
Stop yapping and pass it over.
How much?
All of it.
All 5,000?
I'll turn it into 10 large in 10 minutes. And then we can talk about Atlantic City.
You sure?
Hey, don't be a mook.
No stops at pet and zoos. You read me?
Betty, you're my sweetheart. I am offended.
Uh-huh.
I'll be back in 2 shakes. Don't go to bed without me. Give me some good luck. Come on, baby, come on. Let's see those sweet, sweet berries.
You come with me, Manos.
I ain't the guy you're looking for.
You fit the description.
I'm telling you, you got the wrong guy.
What's this? You cheap shit. You got away with 5 large and only spent 2 bits on pussy and booze?
I don't know what you're talking about. Booze is prohibited. And I'm earning, not burning.
You understand me now?
I don't talk jig.
Butts me. Will you bunk? If we untie you, you promise to be a good boy.
Fuck you.
You mighty light-haired and blue-eyed to be a Jew.
I ain't no greedy, grimy Jew.
Italiano.
I ain't no oily wop neither.
No matter. All you white boys are the same. That's good. You did okay. Planting yourself in the heart of Harlem.
Would have made a clean sneak too, but...
But you are too fond of the chippies.
Colored dames can't keep their hands off of me.
You ain't that smart, Manos. But you're smart enough to put one of my best men 6 feet under. Which is why I have decided that you will work for me. You will replace my man that you killed.
I ain't gonna work for no broad.
Poor choice of words. You need some hanging out.
Hey! 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 What are you doing?
Don't move so much. You'll fall not because Bunky drops you, but because you'll slip out of those rags you call pants.
Hey! Bring me in! Bring me in!
Close your eyes on the way down. Nothing worse than seeing a dead body with his eyes bulged open.
Please! Please, Madam Queen!
Better choice of words.
Ah! Oh! Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Thanks, Bunk.
Dinner, madame?
Yes, in a minute. Hooch? Manos.
Huh? Yeah, thanks. That's good giggle water.
My mother's recipe. It's hard to find the right herbs here in Harlem, but we manage. Have a seat.
I'd rather sit here on the floor.
Suit yourself. As I was saying, you will play my numbers using Schultz's runners.
Well, they ain't gonna want to work for you.
How much does Schultz pay?
10 cents on a bet, 20 if there's a hit. But he says he'll go back to 20-30 when this tax case is over with.
I'll pay 30 and 50 on a hit.
I can't go back to the Bronx. They're gunning for me.
Coppers will be paid to look the other way until I tell them otherwise.
What about Schultz?
What about him?
I got pinched.
Then you better watch your back.
Well, can I have a couple of your boys for protection?
My men are not in the business of taking lead for you.
I ain't your patsy.
Bunky, open the window.
No. I'll take my chances.
Good boy. Do as I say, and your chances are very good with me.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
The world has still ended.
Darcy was a cafeteria worker.
Do you see that minotaur sitting out in the food court?
What minotaur?
Just an ordinary, everyday human, probably.
Egerton, you didn't even need a fairy cake. Why did you eat a fairy cake?
Because I stress eat sometimes.
Egerton was a PR flack for the Imperial government.
This extremely devastating explosion was, in fact, a celebration.
He's a flightless fairy with a sweet tooth.
There were some zombies, but Blatt blew them up. I climbed a tree.
And we're skipping ahead. Yeah.
Blatt used to be a filing clerk.
I'll pneumatic tube it up, sir.
Now he's discovering the secrets of his half-demon heritage, like his ability to summon a soul-bound weapon.
Oh, you're here to destroy time, eh? Well, eat bazooka!
Three normal dweebs, rescued from the end of the world and sent on a last-ditch quest to save all of reality.
There is a way to stop the shattering, but we need you three.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Find it in your favorite podcast app or visit otherbothers.com.
There's no evil, so you're welcome.
Flawless logic.
Oh, boy.